welcome to Clamp, the weekly podcast where we discuss all things related to creating, living, and making projects. I'm Grant Alexander. I'm your host. And joining me as always is Adam Mackey and Morley Kurt. To start the podcast every week until the Clamp Challenge is over, we're going to do the Clamp Challenge update. And the first thing I want to talk about is the new prizes that we've secured. We've got prizes. We've got a round to it from Jeff Stein, a weird guy. We've got a pen from Bear Maked. We've got Mark Daner, who is donating something that has yet to be determined. Dean Duplantis is going to donate a stamp, and that'll be a custom stamp that he's going to design with the winner. Frogpod is donating one of their Frogpod tripod magnet things. I don't know. Go look it up. Frogpod's really cool. And a big one that was really cool is KJP Select Hardwoods is donating a cutting board package. And these are really cool, and I think it fits really well with Clamp because it's basically the raw materials to make a cutting board, just add clamps.
Nice.
Cool.
Perfect. Yeah. So the other exciting thing is we had the first use as of our recording, which is on Wednesday, May 18th, the first use of the Clamp Challenge hashtag. That's hashtag Clamp Challenge. 2x292 by Devin posted his concept drawing. And I think that's, I don't know what it is. I have no clue. He tried to explain it to me and I went, okay, it looks like it's got a lot of clamps. I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of parallel jaw clamps, like daisy chained together. That's what I kind of took from it.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to be doing or what he's going to be making, but I'm excited.
I'm seeing like a big weight base and then two rods coming up from it that are passing through a bunch of parallel jaw clamps. So I don't know. Maybe he's like, maybe it's a shelf made of clamps, a shelving unit.
Clamp shelf. I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a clamp rack and we're thinking too much out of the box.
A clamp rack for clamps. I like it. Yeah. So everyone, go use that Clamp Challenge hashtag and we'll chat about it on the show. Talking about different things, Morley was, I think, listening to or watching a Jacko whatever. I don't know. Morley, take it away.
Nice segue. So I was on Instagram. So none of the above. And Jacko posted a story kind of talking about his ideation process. And it was a very simple idea. And I think the question which had spawned it was, how do you come up with good ideas? And I believe his answer, or one answer, was when he gets a good idea, he sleeps on it and tries not to act on it right away and lets that idea marinate. And if he's still excited about it after a day or a week or however long you want, then that's proof to him that it is a good idea that's worth acting upon. And I thought that was a really good idea. It's something that I've employed in like different ways in my life. So I've one rule that I heard a long time ago, which is like, and you know, it doesn't apply much as you get older and have more means, but for every $50 something costs, you should wait one more day before buying it to make sure it's not like an impulse buy. But you know, once you start getting into like multi-$1,000 things, that you're never going to buy whatever you want to buy. But yeah, the idea of like maybe the initial excitement isn't the most valuable thing and you should wait a little bit to see if it sticks, I think is a really interesting idea.
Before we get too deep into this, when did you watch this on Instagram?
I think it was like 3 or 4 days ago.
Okay. So you've slept on it. And you're still excited to talk about it. Good. Just wanted to make sure that this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, not really maker related, but one of the things I heard a long time ago was with tattoos, you should wait a year and see if you're still excited for that tattoo before you commit to permanently putting it on your body. And I've had this tattoo idea that I've wanted to do for like 5 years now, and I'm still excited for it.
There you go. Gotta get it.
When you brought this topic up, it just made me think of it.
Mm-hmm. And Grant, you said from what we were talking about in the pre-show that you had an example, or maybe an example with the lack thereof?
Well, almost every one of my big projects has been a, I should do this, and then I start doing it. And I don't think about it, and I don't really plan the whole thing out. But I know if I get going on a big project like my garage renovation, I didn't need, like, I was using my garage. It wasn't the best, most functional place in the world. But I just went, I don't want it anymore. And I just went out there and I started reorganizing everything and taking everything down and getting ready for insulation and electrical. There was no reason for it, but I started it and I didn't wait a day or a week, a month, or even a year. I just went for it. And I probably should have waited. I probably should have planned it out. I should have got all the materials together. I should have figured out where I wanted everything, what I was going to do, like plan it a little bit more. But I know that when I do that, I never end up starting something.
So I'm curious why you're saying, okay. I'm curious why you're saying now that you should have planned it a little more. Like, are you running up on things that could have made better if you had thought about them more thoroughly in advance?
Well, just like the timing of it. I don't need the insulated garage for the summer. I need it for the winter.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to have this, and I've got all these projects I want to do during the summer months when I can use my garage, and I can't because I've got it all torn to shreds and everything stacked on top of everything. It's just like, it was just bad timing because I want to get stuff done and I can't, because the only thing I can do is this garage thing. And then I can't even do that most of the time because it's really loud stuff, like drilling into the side of your house. You can't do that in the middle of the night.
Right.
I can run the table saw and no one can hear it, but I start drilling into the house, people hear it. So I have to do that during the day when the baby isn't sleeping. It's just I've made my life complicated.
So something that's not a necessity, you just rip right into, but something it is a necessity, like your bedroom, you leave for years.
So the bedroom is another example of what I did. I got the idea in 2015. And I ripped down a wall between two rooms. And then I went, well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but now I've ripped down the wall, so I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Did you not sleep on it?
No.
Right.
I think there's something to be said for just getting started on stuff, even big stuff. And I think, like, in my own life, I sometimes wait too long to start stuff. I think that's something I've noticed as I've gotten older, is that, like, effective people just start things and, like, they do them a lot faster than I expect. And I'm like, oh, is this just how, like, people operate? They just don't think about things for as long as I do. And so it's like a quality I sort of admire. But I think as I've sort of been finding a rhythm and a style on my YouTube channel, I've benefited a little from, like, thinking about ideas a little longer and sleeping on them, just because, you know, there's a definite trade-off whenever you make a project video. It's like, you know, you're choosing not to do a different project video. It's a very, and there's a lot of work that goes into it. So, like, I got an idea last night that was, like, for a pretty small project. And it's something I think I've talked about in the pre-show or maybe the show. And it's that on the Blue Yeti, right, the gain knob is on the back. And so if I try to adjust the gain, I don't know which direction to turn it up or down. And what that gain knob does is it adjusts how loud my voice is coming through the microphone. So I can already hear my voice through my head, through my body. But then this also has a live monitor, so I can also hear it through there. And what that means is that when I adjust the gain, it's really difficult to tell if it's actually getting louder or softer. So I have to check with you guys. There's a lag there. And then by the time I change it, I don't know where I started. So it's like you're constantly overshooting in both directions. And I was like, this is a design flaw. This is something that is worth fixing. And the fix I have in mind is, like, very simple. So I was thinking, like, okay, is this worth a video? Slept on it. I was like, yes, this is exactly where my channel is right now. 3D printed solution to a bad design. Like, so that's what I'm going to work on tomorrow. And
nice.
If I hadn't slept on it, if I hadn't got the idea at like 10 PM, then I might've just like started it. But it was nice to be able to like get the confidence the next day of being like, yeah, that now I know that this is a good way to spend 24 hours.
I find my issue is that if I don't start something quick enough, then I start getting different ideas and then I move away from my original idea, which I was really happy with. So like currently I've got a couple of slabs downstairs. I'm going to make a computer desk and I have in my head exactly what I want it to look like. And then for some reason I've got in my head, oh, I should like inlay like Fast and Furious cars. And then I'm like, no, that's going to look like shit. But for some reason it just keeps coming up in my head, but I want my original idea. And then I think, oh, maybe I could do this instead. And because I haven't started on it yet, I keep thinking of different ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've run into that. Sorry, you go, Grant.
Maybe there's actually something to that, that your brain is trying to tell you your original idea isn't the best. And it doesn't know what it is yet. It's just trying to figure it out. Right? Yeah. So it's but throwing crap at the wall.
Yeah, I picture the crap that's getting thrown at the wall and I'm not happy with it, but I'm happy with the original idea.
Yeah, I think it's good
until you get the right thing, you won't be happy. Until when the right thing comes through, you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm glad I thought of that. And you know when that will come through? The minute you finish your desk.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's really important, like, when you're doing creative work, to like really be serious about brainstorming. And when you're brainstorming, you shouldn't be like judging your ideas. You shouldn't be trying to pick an idea. You should just, like Grant said, like throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks. So I have an ongoing list I've been working on for the last couple of weeks of things in my life that annoy me. And those are things that I could fix and make a video about. And I was looking at the list today and I was kind of adding to it. And I was like, I feel like I'm missing a lot here. And I realized that I was being way too picky. Like I was already jumping to things that I could, that I have a 3D printed solution in mind for. And I was like, that's not how you get interesting ideas. You get interesting ideas by thinking of everything. And then that brings something really interesting to mind that you wouldn't have thought of, or like, obviously it's not obvious. That's how you get to those interesting, non-obvious ideas. And so I started putting like much more abstract things, like things that, you know, don't have a clear physical solution or any physical solution, but they made me get into that mindset of like being annoyed so I could more easily draw upon those areas of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And when we're at the Steam project and we're brainstorming for projects for the summer, like that's, you know, everyone has to agree that those are the rules of the game. You know, you're not judging anyone's ideas. This is what you're doing. So it's really easy to do that in a group of people. But when you're just by yourself working, it's so easy just to start like judging your ideas and being like, oh no, that's what I'm going to do before you've even had a chance to think of everything.
Yeah. It is one of those things that I've never really gotten good at is brainstorming because I'm really judgy and people throw out really bad ideas. Everyone knows aren't going to be done, right? And you just look at them, and I just want to look at them and go like, what? Why are you wasting everyone's time? But I don't know. I'm not that part of the group project, okay? I'm the end part or the middle part.
Yeah.
But so this sleeping on it thing I think is a good – I think it's something that a lot of people don't do because I hear a lot about people who get excited for a project and order everything. I know on Making It, David was talking about how he got really excited about, I don't know, stained glass or something and ordered a whole bunch of stuff and then never made that project. And then he got really excited about making a pen and then ordered all the pen stuff and then never made a pen on his lathe, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, one day I might get back to it, but he got really excited, didn't sleep on it, spent a bunch of money, and it never went anywhere, right? Then all the stuff shows up like 2 days later when, you know, it gets delivered. But if he had slept on it, he probably wouldn't have ordered it.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, there's obviously been times in his life where he has done that and it's turned into an amazing idea and something has worked out really well because of it.
Yeah.
So that's why he keeps repeating that thing. But I wondered, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever like got really excited about something, ordered a bunch of materials? And
I bought a chisel carving set. I ordered a chisel carving set once. I was like so excited to get into carving and just never did it.
Yeah, I'm building a like rolling stand for this typewriter. And I spent enough time designing it. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to get the material. I'm excited about it. Let's go do it. So I bought a sheet of plywood, got a real sander. And then as I was driving home, I was like, I've put on all this effort into trying to figure out a way to make this stand very stable and not top heavy. Cause the typewriter is so heavy, I don't want it to like topple over. I was like, what would be the best way to do that? To weld it out of tube steel. So I was like, I wonder if I had held off a little longer, if I would have convinced myself to just buy a welder and start learning how to weld.
Well, that is an exciting, completely different way. But then there's so many people I know that have welders who bought them for like a silly project, never did the project, and now have a nice welder.
No, I mean, if I had a welder and I was confident I could use it in my space, I would use it for sure. Like I would love to be able to do metal work because there's so many things I want to make that would be so much more efficient to build in metal because it just have that super high strength to weight ratio. It's just I'm a little self-conscious about like doing it in that garage. That's pretty much it. I'm self-conscious about doing it in that garage.
Fair. That is something that I will now be able to do because I wired in a 220 plug, 50 amp plug. So I can now weld.
Do you have a welder?
Yes.
Nice.
It's just but you
weren't using it before because you didn't have the power for it.
Exactly.
You have to get a special plug to use a welder. Do they not make 110 welders?
Yeah, but I have a 220 welder.
Right, okay.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And maybe that's like that whole thing that sparked why I did the renovation in my garage is because I went, it's really frustrating. There's two things that was really frustrating. I'd use the dust collector and the table saw at the same time and hit like a little bit of a bip in the wood and it would just hit the breaker. And that breaker happened to also be my fridge and the lights. And a whole bunch of other stuff that it really shouldn't be, but it was.
Yeah.
So now it's just going to be so much nicer to not worry about power.
That's super exciting.
But I definitely should have slept on it and just planned it out better.
It's going to look nice though. Did you decide on a paint color?
Yeah, we've already painted one of the walls. So I painted it. It's called, cloth gray or something nice. Very gray, but it's like it didn't look gray or blue until I got a bunch of wood stacked up against it, and now like the warm wood versus the paint color makes it look really blue.
That reminds me, have you guys
question is how does it look on camera?
I don't know, we'll see.
That kind of reminds me, have you guys noticed on new cars, there's a lot of like very high class, semi-gloss, sort of like light gray, bluish colors. It's like a titanium or like cloud blue or gray or white that I feel like I've never seen before.
Oh, they've been around.
And I kind of really like it. I think it looks really nice. Okay.
I don't know.
But I digress.
Let's get out of that and back into Is there any disadvantages? So we've talked a little bit about maybe you won't get started, but can you think of anything else? Like, cause I think of small projects that can get done before you sleep on it should just get done. If you have the time, there's nothing else competing for it, and you've got 5 hours or whatever, it's only going to take an hour and you've got an hour, just do it. Don't sleep on it, right? Because if it's only going to take an hour and you sleep on it and you come up with something better, take another hour and do it, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think one thing that a lot of people would probably be nervous about is that like in the morning, they're going to judge their idea and be like, no, that's stupid. I shouldn't do that. And maybe they'll wrongly judge it, because at night you can be in that more sort of like, I don't know, maybe this isn't, maybe other people don't feel this way, but I feel like late at night, I can be in a much more like playful, freeform state of mind. And I get like much more interesting ideas when it gets dark out. In the morning, I'm a lot more productive. And so like if it's after dinner and I have some time, I've sort of stopped trying to fit in more editing time later at night, because it's, I just slow down. And during that time, I'll try to like clean and write in my journal and do other things that, that kind of spark interesting ideas. But I think is if you, it's part of it too, is just like trusting the process. Like if you just trust that you know how you come up with good ideas, I don't think you have to be as worried that you'll in the morning be like, ah, who is that stupid head who thought that fixing his Yeti microphone with TPU was a good idea?
I don't know. What about you, Adam?
I think pretty much what Morley said. If I think like sleeping on it makes me think that the idea is bad. Sometimes depends on what it is. I mean, like it's like I said with my table. Like I was so happy with my design. I was like, if I had the money, probably would have bought everything to make it. And then I slept on it, and I'm like, okay, well maybe I like this idea better, which I don't.
And, well, I mean. Yeah. I mean, does that give you more confidence in your original idea?
I guess it does in a way. I mean, I think my biggest thing is that I'm worried that I can't execute what I have in my mind. And then like little other things. So like pretty much my idea is like I'm going to – it's not a river table, but it's like there's a little bit of a gap between two slabs in like the corner. So I'm going to like fill in the rest of the table with black. And then because I'm going to do monitor stands and I want to make it all custom made, I want it all to be brass. Brass. No. What's the Goldie Wilkin one?
Yeah, brass.
Brass, yeah. Yeah, so I want like all the stands and everything to be brass and like all brass accents. And then I'm like, okay, so well, do I add like some brass flake into the black epoxy, or like I don't have like the complete solid idea. And I try to keep sleeping on it and thinking about it, but I'm not happy 100% with what I have.
Well, I think there's also something to be said for you can't figure out every problem in your head. Like you can only design a problem so much in your brain before you got to start either like, you know, if you were a great illustrator, you could draw it and see what it looked like. But
yeah,
in the case of like woodworking, you know, just you can start making it. And then as long as you make sure you like track that original idea and don't forget where it came from, you can figure out some of those things on the fly.
Yeah. Well, I think because like there's a lot of new techniques that I've never done before. Like I'll have to solder the brass and then I need to get that color back because I don't want you to be able to see that it's been soldered together, all that sort of stuff. So trying to work out how to do that, I've never done that work before. So I think that sort of is throwing me off a bit as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not that it isn't, it's not that it isn't a good idea. It's that you don't know how to do it.
Yet. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to do it. And I'm not 100% like completed with the design. I don't even have legs designed.
Yeah. Well, then I would just say, just get started and do whatever works. Cause you can always make another desk.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to replace my 3D printer enclosure at some point. I'm outgrowing it.
Oh, yeah? What did you not like about it?
So it being on the floor is not convenient.
Yeah.
It was good like when I first had it, but yeah, in the long run, not great. The storage up top is like it's very like tall and deep, so it's kind of just hard to get at things. So I actually find myself never using the drawer slides. I'm always just kind of like reaching in. So I think eventually I'm just going to demolish it and make something new. And
well, make sure before you do it that you sleep on the design.
I will. I'm also like, if I add another digital fabrication equipment piece of equipment to this room, I might want to like incorporate into that. So if I put this like CNC laser cutter, I need to see if like, I kind of want to put it in the garage. I need to check out like long-term temperature effects. But if I could also fit a resin printer in here, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Big things happening in the think bigger space.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's something more happening on this, but you only talked to us about this idea today.
Yeah, you didn't have time to sleep on it.
I didn't have time to sleep on it.
Are there memories that come to mind of like times when you slept on something and you decided it wasn't a good idea, or the opposite, where like you slept on something and you're like, yes, I definitely should do that. Or times when you didn't feel like you needed to at all and you just dove right into it and it was a great idea to just dive into it.
Most of my projects are just diving in, to be honest.
I think there's been... So I'm trying to think of a time where I actually slept on an idea and it got like canceled, but I can't really like, I've had a couple, like I have a collab that I've needed to do for 2 years with someone who sent me some wood and epoxy, and we had talked about doing some outdoor table with it, but everything I then read about epoxy and outdoors, it's just basically going to turn yellow and it's going to look like garbage. So I was like, I don't really want to use it outdoors. And so I've got these pieces and I've been trying to think of a cool way of using them that isn't just coasters or something like stupid. And so I keep sleeping on that idea and maybe one day it'll come about, but I feel really bad because it's like somebody's waiting for my side of a collab, and I don't know, it's been 2 years.
You know, it reminds me of that conversation from my brother and me either like last week or the week before, when they were talking about someone left a bra at their house, but it was a year ago, and at that point is it too late to return the bra? So I feel like it might be the same with a collab. Like, are they still waiting 2 years later at the edge of their seats for you to finish this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or has it died in their head?
No, I've chatted with them a couple times. They've brought it up a couple times.
Yeah.
You still want to do that thing? I still want to do that thing. He hasn't been putting out any videos. He's building a shop. So at least I've got that on me, that he's not like this prolific YouTuber that is like waiting for more content or something. It's like, you know, he's been pretty slow. I think this last video was over a year ago. So
you're collabing with Crafted Workshop?
Who's Crafted
Workshop? He's currently building a shop.
Maybe you're setting too high of a bar, because you're already like, well, I don't want to do something kitschy. But you know, if you don't have a time constraint, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I guess it's like I look at it and I kind of go, I don't want to do something I've already done, because I want to do something new and exciting. And maybe we can talk a little bit about how what do you do to brainstorm your ideas?
So I think it's a very like indirect process for me. So like I said, like that list of annoyances, you know, it was too much all about physical things in the apartment. And I was like, my whole life isn't this apartment. There's other things in my life that annoy me outside of like, I need a place to put X thing. So I think getting out of a routine is a good way to get new ideas. That's like, I think why people, when people talk about like going on vacation or traveling, it kind of gives them a new outlook on life, because it's getting you out of your day-to-day thing, whatever that is. Same thing with like going to museums. You see the possibilities of human expression. I always find that like very inspiring. Maybe not giving it, I don't think going to museums gives me ideas as much as it does just like make me really excited about like what is possible that you can create, and sort of like invigorates me.
Okay. But so I get, there's lots of places you can be inspired. I'm more thinking, do you write down these ideas on a list, because this is where I think the sleeping on it problem I would have is that I don't have a centralized list to put all of my ideas. I've tried notebooks that didn't work because anytime I would have an idea and my notebook wasn't around, I'd be like, and then it would be gone. I've tried my phone and I've got 15 billion different apps that I've tried and none of them seem to work.
Yeah. So I made a notebook specifically for writing down ideas, and you just have to make sure you always have it with you. And luckily I spend most of my time at my apartment, and I knew that you spend most of your day at your house. So you have no excuse to not have it with you all the time. And
it'll be downstairs and I'm upstairs.
Well, and carry it with you. Wear a backpack.
Try it. Yeah, wear a backpack.
at all times.
And I think it's don't take for granted that you'll remember everything. So even if something seems obvious, just write it down, because being able to see that thing later will inspire you. Because by the time you get the next idea, you might have forgotten about the one that you have currently.
Okay. So now you've got this giant notebook filled with ideas. What do you do to filter them? Because that's where I start looking at it and going, sure, I've got 100 good ideas. Now I've got 100. Now I've got too many. It's like when you go to Netflix and you're scrolling and you can't pick anything because there's just too many choices.
Yeah, I don't really feel that way. I think I usually act upon them within like a few days. It's more like the exercise of writing them down. I'll read through it a lot. Like every time I pick it up, I'll go through it. And I'll cross things out if I've done them, or I'll put a little addendum like, no, that's been done before and I'm not going to do it for these reasons. But I don't have that feeling. I think most of my like things I make, I had the idea a few days earlier, and I don't feel like I have a surplus of good ideas, to be honest.
If I have an idea that I'm really excited about, I make 3D models. Like, is usually if I've got time at work or whatever, like I'm making models. I have so many models on my computer of things that I wanted to make that I decided I didn't like anymore. Or
I can relate to that. Like, I find modeling stuff in Fusion pretty like a little therapeutic, especially if it's woodworking type projects, because it's a lot of just like creating boxes and figuring out how things are going to go together. And you can go back and you can modify sketches and those effects trickle down.
Yeah. I think when I'm trying to decide on like a design or something, I usually turn to YouTube or Google and that sort of stuff for inspiration. But like to go back to my desk, for instance, like I know that on one side I want to have like a set of drawers for the leg, but I don't have enough wood. I don't have it. Like the slab's not big enough to be able to make that. So I'm stuck on how to integrate like a different type of wood.
Yeah. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I think Pinterest is good for things like that because it visually brings things together.
Yeah. I never really get Pinterest to work properly.
I'm not going to talk about Pinterest.
Okay. Y'all are so cynical.
Save that you know what? Why don't we save rant. That? For Grant's rant, the G rant in the after show. You know who gets to hear the after show?
Who?
Our patrons.
Me every time. Do you know I edit who? It.
Yeah. Well, the patrons get to hear it. Do you know how you become a patron? You go to patreon.com/clamp, and that's where you can find out all the different levels that we have, including the F-Clamp level, which includes Brent Jarvis from Clean Cut Woodworking, Vincent Ferrari from Because We Make, Austin from the High Caliber Craftsman, and Scott Orm from Daddy Yourself. Those are our F-Clamp levels. Those are the top tier. There's also other levels. So, and all of the levels get the pre-show that we record, the after-show, and everyone gets a keychain from the one and only Morley. It's an embossed, debossed keychain. So if you want to go over there, if you want to go over there to patreon.com/clamp, we'd really appreciate any support. If you can't financially support us, we completely understand that. If you don't want to, understand that as well. But if what we would appreciate is if you could go to the review place of your choosing. Basically, the only two places I know of are iTunes and Podcast Addict, and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate that. If you do that, Morley will read it in the voice of your choosing. The other thing is if you just share it with a friend, anyone that you think would be interested in this show or potentially interested in the Clamp Challenge, share it with a friend. We'd really appreciate that. And now, Clamp Mendations.
Clamp Mendations.
So my clamp mendation this week is Bob's Woodstuff. He did what I would call a masterclass of video editing on his latest video, where he did a wood carving of the dune sandworm on the little sand dune planet that they're on with the two moons in it. He, in the video, went to a mountain. He went into a sand dune where it was super windy so that he could pretend to be riding the sandworms. It was just, he actually made a wood carving video that seemed fun and exciting. So everyone should go check it out. Bob's Wood Stuff, dune carving.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, I'm keen to see that. My culmination this week is Crafted Workshop, who I mentioned just before. He bought a shop and he's currently renovating it. So I've been enjoying those. But I just started his older series, which he's building a guest house at the back of his house. And it's just very funny, very interesting to see, like, he building from scratch. Like, he talks about getting the design approved and homeowners association, all that sort of stuff. And yeah.
Cool.
Literally building. Sounds really- like, he's currently got a digger and digging out for the posts and footings and everything. So
nice.
I do know who this person is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Crafted Workshop, if you listen to this, I don't know. I'm not good with names.
What is his actual name?
Sorry,
I put you on the spot. My clamendation.
Johnny Brook.
Johnny Brook,
that's all right.
My clamendation, amazing Instagram account that came across my feed today is Bill Howe. He does wet plate photography, which is a really interesting process. He built this like giant old-fashioned looking camera that essentially uses this process called collodion. I don't really know how to pronounce it correctly. And it develops images on plates of glass. And he's based in British Columbia in Canada. So he does a lot of like beautiful photographs of the Rockies. And it looks like basically taking pictures directly onto glass. And it's amazing. It looks like they're kind of painted on, but they're also hyper realistic. They're very large and very high quality. And when you hold them up to the light, they have this like really interesting effect. So just talk about someone like making like one thing and then creating a whole body of work from it. It's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
And I think he also, it says he converted a bus to a darkroom, which is also very cool.
Yeah, and he says he lives off grid, which is cool.
Yeah. He's a definite jumpsuit inspiration.
Well, at this point, we would often, but not in a long time, go to Morley reading a review. And instead, we're going to do Adam's Australian Word of the Week.
Yeah. Have we done the word bludger yet?
No.
No.
Nope. All right. Bludger. That is our word of the week.
So a bludger in Harry Potter is one of the balls in Quidditch that goes around hitting people off their brooms. So okay, I'm going to guess a bludger is like a tough guy who would like really ruin you in a fight.
A lot of Aussies are laughing hard right now.
I'd say a bludger is a frilly drink. I don't know.
So a bludger is actually the complete opposite of what Morley said, and is a lazy person that just sits around doing nothing all day. Usually it's like someone that collects, that like doesn't have a job and gets the doll. You call them a doll lodger. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much someone who refuses to work and just wants to sit at home and do nothing all day.
Cool.
Wow. That's an exciting Australian word of the week. I want to thank TF Turning for the theme song. We recently did a poll over on the Clamstagram, and it looks like the next one's going to be 80s pop, which is what I voted for. So
I was hoping it'd be polka.
Yeah, that just wasn't going to happen.
Hey, it was very close.
Yeah, well,
there's when only you 4% put it in between them.
Put in a ridiculous thing, people vote for it.
That's true.
But on that note, everyone get out there, get making on your clamp challenge. And until next time, goodbye.
Bye. See you.